Hello, this is Roy.
Hey, Roy, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing today?
Doing all right. Thanks for reaching out.
Yeah, absolutely. So the reason you went to my queue was you clicked in your client dashboard for more information regarding Google Guaranteed. But I'm looking at the text messages here too. Let me just take a look at your notes. Okay.
Oh, you can see the text messages too to Local Splash?
Yeah. I'm with Local Splash. I'm just in the Google Guaranteed department. Yeah.
That's good, because I actually went directly through Google Ads, because I want a Google Guaranteed badge.
Yeah.
And I went through them, so I already put all of my information for background check.
Okay.
I put my general liability insurance, my contractor's license.
Good.
The only thing I didn't put in there was I wanted all this to come back clear before I put in payment information. But
Right.
I'm already using Local Splash, so if you guys offer this and you guys could be the mediator, that would be great. I just need to know what you guys charge.
Yeah, let me pull up the lead fees real quick and let me check the requirements on it too. So did your license and insurance already get approved?
I haven't got an email back yet.
Okay. Let me check real quick.
That shouldn't be an issue. I have an active contractor's license. I'm insured and bonded.
The problem
I'm having right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because I recently got back on board. I was on board with Local Splash and probably like in December. I got a bunch of like crank calls from Local. I don't know what was going on with you guys' system, but I got upset and I canceled.
Okay.
Because I was answering the phone. It was from you guys and no one was there and no one would answer. And I felt
really?
That this wasn't working. Yes, it was weird. So I canceled. But I canceled and I told them with the option of I wanted to maybe come back. I just didn't appreciate those calls.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. I'd be upset too. I mean, you're a business owner. You can't be getting a bunch of great calls, you know.
And I've dealt with so many. It was probably just a glitch in your system or something. I don't know what was going on. But anyways, I'm over that.
Yeah.
Recently,
You reactivated,
actually,
right?
Yesterday morning,
because
my Google business profile was asking me to verify, because I have a shop in Gilroy. I'm in Hollister, which is like 20 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a small business, so I basically work out of my garage for now. But I have a small shop in Gilroy. It's kind of like a storage where I store my stuff.
Right.
And I wanted to switch over my address for my Google business profile, and I shouldn't have did that. Because that screwed things up. They wanted a verification, so I took a video of the spot in Gilroy.
Right.
And for some reason, that didn't get approved, so I was like, the hell with it. I'm just going to leave my current address, my home address. And they were asking for verification again. This was last week. So I was like, okay, when I took a verification video in Gilroy, the camera worked, so I was able to take a video. And I walked around, showed them my storage, my shop.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, that didn't get approved. That's why I thought maybe they work with AI instead of there's a physical person actually watch these videos for verification. I don't know.
It's an AI. Yeah, for sure.
I think that's the issue, because if it was a physical person, this wouldn't have happened.
Right. Yeah,
right,
usually
now,
it's like a small issue. Like, we have a team that works on that all day, every day. I even saw James, he put notes in. He saw the Google listing was suspended. He sent a reappeal for reinstatement where he submitted your documents. What I can do, though, let me see real quick. Hold on.
Yeah, if you guys need any more documents, I can send them to you guys. I did the original appeal yesterday morning because I seen my profile was suspended. And I was like, what the fuck?
And
now I'm in the dark, you know? Now I'm in the dark because that's how I get calls. I'm a small business. I ask my customers all the time, how did you find me? And 9 times out of 10, they say Google.
I
found you on the internet. I looked you up. Okay, so now that I'm suspended, it's slow as it is. Now I'm dead in the water.
For sure.
I need help. You know, I need to be live again.
So let me message him. Give me one quick second. Let me make sure, because I see all your documents. It looks like you have everything incorrectly. Like, I see the license, I see the insurance, I see the, you even have your work vehicle with the license. Like, you have everything in here, but let me just check with him real quick, okay? Give me one second.
Yeah, I think the only issue was the verification of my address. I mean, that shouldn't be, but I figured, why would they suspend it? This has got to be AI. It's got to be something, it says you don't meet our standards. How do I not meet your standards? I'm licensed and insured. I'm legit, you know?
Yeah, everything's legit. Yeah, usually because it's not a human being looking at it, right? You're absolutely right on that. So it's usually just a small issue, you know? But let me check with these guys.
So let's get that straightened out, and then let's move forward with the Google Guaranteed and see what you guys would charge with that.
Yeah. I'll give you all the info on that too. We charge a one-time, we call it an application/management fee. Basically, even if you have Google Guaranteed approved, we still charge this. This is basically for us to manage it. It's a one-time fee of $250.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the way the lead fees work, give me one quick second. Let me pull it up real fast.
What did you say it was? $250?
$250, yes, sir. It's a one-time fee for us to manage your Google Guaranteed. The way the lead fees will work, give me one second here. Okay, so the way the lead fees work, when you have an existing Google Guaranteed page, like you already set it up yourself, right? So the way the lead fees would work is Google would charge you directly $33 per lead. We have a management fee of 25%, so we would charge $11 per lead. Okay. Now our minimum budget requirement is 13 leads for the month. Obviously, you could set a higher budget if you'd like. Like I got a guy in New York that does a 200 lead budget. So the sky's the limit, you know? But at that minimum budget requirement for 13 leads, our management fee on that would be, give me one sec. It would be $143 for 13 leads. And then Google is going to charge you $33 per lead. So you're essentially paying, at the end of the day, $574.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with that. To start off with, to see if it works, I've been down this road before. I was just using the wrong company. I was using this company, reached out, and they had like heavy accents, and it turns out they were in India. So I don't know if they worked for Google. They got me on Google Guaranteed. They got me a Google Guaranteed badge, but here's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been down this road before. I've just been burnt so many times by scammers that I'm trying to find a legit company, and I think I found that with you guys. I've worked with like 10 other companies, and I ended up canceling my card and reporting it as fraud because it's just scam, you know? There's so many scammers out there. But put it this way, I had a Google Guaranteed badge. They did the background check and everything, and I had a badge, and I was busy. I was getting calls.
Mm-hmm.
But about 75% of those calls were BS. And guess how much they were trying to charge me per lead?
What were they charging?
Like 120.
Oh, wow.
It was like 115 per lead. And you know why it was a scam? They have people internally calling the company and asking them questions. It's a dead lead. I had, put it this way for an example. Someone called me and said, oh, you do sheet metal? It says here you do sheet metal. And I go, yeah. Oh, well, I have a doggy door on my back porch door that needs to be covered up. Do you do that?
Wow.
And I was like, look, I do HVAC, anything with air movement, heating, air conditioning. I do not cover up doggy doors.
Right,
so,
right.
Anyway, they charged me $115 for this dead lead. And
that's
I contested
crazy.
It, and they still charged me. So that's when I said, "This enough is enough." I canceled.
So ours works a little different when you're with us. So we have an automatic dispute system set in place for you. So the way that works is you're only going to pay for qualified leads. So that situation that you just told me, you would automatically not be charged for that lead, right? Like, we dispute it on your behalf, and it's automatically
the
disputed.
The calls are recorded, so you should know that it's a dead lead,
Correct, correct. So the way it works, a considered, a qualified lead, for it to be considered that, you have to either give them a quote over the phone, or if you schedule an estimate with the client, or if it's related to, like, your services. So that situation where you told me about sheet metal, doggy door, right, that automatically should have been considered an unqualified lead that you automatically wouldn't be charged for, you know?
Okay.
Now, I want to hear more about those. So you had a Google Guaranteed page through another company in the past, right? And you
just during the summer months, like July.
Okay. So it was recent. Okay.
Yeah, it was this past year.
Were you the owner of that page? Like, do you have access to, like, your it's called a CID. It's like your actual, like, Google Guaranteed page.
No, they managed it. I wouldn't even know how to access it. Yeah.
Okay. And you just reapplied, right, for Google Guaranteed on your own. Is that correct?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So what's probably going to happen is it's going to have a duplicate listing, and we're going to have to submit you either need access to your old listing, right, where you could add us as manager to the CID, which is like a customer ID number. It's the actual Google Guaranteed page, right? Or the other route is to submit to Google to have that Google Guaranteed page removed and create a new Google Guaranteed page. It kind of prolongs it, though, or not kind of, it does prolong it when you have to go that route, you know?
Can we use the same CID? Cause, I mean,
you can. Yeah, absolutely.
In the past, because, I mean, they already did the background check and checked all my credentials.
That's the fastest route, right? But what you need is you need ownership to your CID so you can add us as manager. So, but it sounds like the company you were talking to, they were like offshore or something, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So are you able to get in contact with them to get ownership of your Google Guaranteed page, or is that probably a no?
I can check through emails, but I don't even remember what they were called.
That would be like, and I'm just trying to help you here, right? That would be your fastest route. If they can transfer ownership of your Google Guaranteed page, and then you add us as manager, we could get rocking and rolling on it like day one, right? We just got to make sure everything's set properly. If anything's, it sounds like it was just July of last year, so it's probably not going to require re-verification of your insurance or anything. So it would be super fast. The alternative route is we have to appeal to Google to remove your current Google Guaranteed page, which that takes a while for it to happen, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I can search for it.
Yeah, that's what I'd recommend. Now, I know you don't want to call that other company, but that'd probably be, like, the fastest route to get that done, you know?
Let me try to find them and get in contact with them, but for now, can we just please work on getting my Google profile live? Again?
Oh, yeah. I got a message from James. He's the main guy that does that. So what he messaged me was, I'm just going to read it to you verbatim. GBP is suspended. We've submitted a reappeal with the documents yesterday. And then I messaged him, do you need anything else from him? He said, should be all good. I replied to their template email and CC'd the client, meaning you, so you can see all of our interactions with Google. So you should be being CC'd on the emails from James.
I don't think I've got any yet.
Let me verify the email we have on file. Give me a second.
I got one just recently, Listings Local Splash. It gives me the status.
Okay. Okay.
It says Google Partner Local Splash. Yeah. Please keep us informed on our appeal. Google, please keep us informed on our appeal. So hopefully they move quickly, because right now I'm in the dark and right now it's cold. We had some snow up in the Sierras. So right now is when I start to get busy.
Right. So you need that thing active. No, I get it.
100%. The bills don't stop, and I'm just sitting here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna message James too and let him know. You know, he's the best over there. Like, he's super awesome. So, but I'll make sure he's on top of it. And what I'm also gonna do, because I know you gotta contact that other company, I'm gonna send you over a text with my direct line and extension. That way you could just give me an update on that, you know? And I'll send you an email too for me with the full outline to our Google Guaranteed program, just so you can see it. But option A, the fastest concerning Google Guaranteed, is you getting ownership of your previous CID and adding us as manager. Option two is going to be us appealing to remove the other Google Guaranteed page, and that way your new Google Guaranteed page could go live. Okay? So give me a second here. Let me shoot you that text. Let me get you the email, and then I'm going to message James too, okay?
Okay.
AmericanCoastHVAC@gmail.com, right? That's the best one?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right, here comes the email. I'm going to reply to the email, too, with the vertical, which just means your category, cost per qualified lead, what the minimum budget requirement is, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in your vertical, too, okay? That way you just, like, see them in writing.
Okay.
All right. So I'll get that message to James right now. That way he just tries to expedite this, right, in terms of the Google business profile as fast as possible. And then the Google Guarantee, they just keep me on the loop with that after you speak with that company. That way we can see which route will be the best for you, you know?
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Any additional questions for me right now?
No, I just, please tell James, I need it to be live as soon as possible.
100%. I'll tell him to get on top of it. I don't know if it's going to be today. We're on Google's timeline now, right? Like, we're kind of your liaison, like your middleman. We're speaking with them directly for you on your behalf, right? But it doesn't mean, like, I can't tell you they're going to approve it today. But I can tell you that James is on top of it, brother. So you're in good hands.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Thank you so
much. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. You have a great rest of your day, okay? We'll talk to you very soon.
Likewise. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.